Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors is opposing hemp legislation that some believe will further destroy the local cannabis industry. Assembly Bill 2223 got a reaming at the August 13 supervisors meeting. It also got a snub from the state legislature 2 days after the meeting. A Senate committee declined to call a vote on it, which means the bill won't be taken up this year. Recommending approval of a letter opposing the bill, Planning Director John Ford said the state's goal of regulating manufacture and sales of hemp products is an important endeavor. But he said, quote, some of the ways that they're going about it cause a lot of concern. Synthetic high THC hemp is being sold in stores and at gas stations, hence the lawmaking effort, which originates from the governor's office. But Ford said the proposed regulations will give hemp a pass on the rules cannabis farmers must follow in California.
The struggle really has to do with placing hemp to be co-regulated with cannabis. And so high THC hemp can compete then with cannabis. And that's really what we're trying to address. So it's a fundamental issue of parity. Hemp doesn't have the same regulatory controls as cannabis does. Hemp is protected under the Federal Farm Bill and can be shipped across state lines and even can be shipped internationally. So this creates the potential for hemp products, even those grown out of the state, to be competing with cannabis products grown here in California and under California regulations.
Ford said the law should be changed to include a ban on adding hemp-based THC to cannabis products and to set a non-intoxicating THC level for hemp products. During a public comment period, Ross Gordon of the Humboldt Growers Alliance said unlike the expensive and time-consuming cannabis permitting process, hemp approvals are easily gained.
If you want to grow hemp anywhere in California where it's allowed, you pay a $900 registration fee to your county ag commissioner and you're done. You're just done. And so what is being proposed in parts of this bill is really to pull the rug out of all of the work that the county and the state has done to permit all of this cannabis cultivation, because the proposal is to allow this lightly regulated, essentially unregulated, hemp cultivation derived THC to be sold in the same cannabis dispensaries as our cultivators. For all of the everything that our cannabis cultivators have gone through, the one thing that we still do have is that when you go through all of that and get your permit and your license, you're authorized to sell into a cannabis dispensary and nobody else's. So it's sort of all we have left for everything that's happened. And it's really the only thing that gives, for example, the environmental requirements in our ordinance any meaning at all.
Craig Johnson, co-owner of Alpenglow Farms, also described the bill as an affront to local cannabis farmers.
You know, there's a few things, I do a lot of public speaking, but there's a few things that get my hands sweaty and, you know, my heart racing. And when the governor can just make one swoop of his pen and literally destroy everything we have built here is really, really concerning. So I'm very happy to know that the county is behind us, and thank you, Director Ford, and everyone involved with putting this together. We are definitely opposed unless amended. But I also want to encourage all the supervisors, please make that extra phone call, take that extra minute. And as Ross Gordon said, this is going to be heard in 2 days. We need to send up the flags, the fireworks, everything to get their attention.
The bill was indeed taken up by the State Senate's Appropriations Committee on August 15th, and its chair didn't bring it up for a vote. The legislature adjourns at the end of this month, so the bill won't make that deadline, but it can be reintroduced for hearing next year. The letter was unanimously approved by supervisors. It cites the changes outlined by Ford as ones that will make the bill worthy of support. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.